This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? 'Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. 'Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I'm actually in the studio right now. I'm really live. Woohoo! I'm so excited to be with you tonight. It's such a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I'm so happy to be here. The rain was here, and it cleaned everything off, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful day. And we are live, and what that means is as we get into this show, and I'm going to tell you really quickly what the show is about, so you can stay in here, and you can get something from this, because there's something in this show for everyone, because, you know, the Lord's involved. When the Lord comes, he has something for everyone. The phone number to dial in, I want you to get a pen and write this down, and I will say this repeatedly, so don't worry. The phone number is 888-995-5552, 888-995-5552, and I will say that again as we go along in the show. And I'm going to read a scripture right now, and then I'm going to ask you a question which is going to guide you to what the show is about, because this is what the show is about right here. 1 John 3:16, 18. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. And that goes right along with this show, because that's what this ministry has been doing, and they've had such a success, and they've changed the lives of very many children. Their ministry, we're going to get into, but the ages for the ministry for the children is the ages of 13 to 24. And they need adults, they need children, they need finances, they need all kinds of things. So I have a guest on the radio with me today, and it's really funny how people meet and connect, isn't it? And I met Scott Brinson at the Bel Air Presbyterian Church when I was there for a women's meeting, Christian meeting, and they allowed some ministries to be at the tables when the women would come out for their coffee and whatnot. And so we were sitting out there in the most beautiful view of all. I mean, it's like God is there. It's the most gorgeous view. And Scott was at the table, I think, two doors down from me. And we got to talking, and I said, you know what? I think you should be on this show, because I think we need to reach out to the people listening to see what we can do as a community and as a group. So, Scott, thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
I'm going to give you a little bit of Scott's background. Scott's experiences include clothing design, music, film, internet, product development, retail. He has hands-on understanding of the intersection of faith and pop culture. Having co-founded the clothing and film lifestyle company Truth Soul Armor, Brinson built Truth into the largest Christian-owned clothing brand in the U.S., along with partner Eric Hanna. He has also served as executive producer on and led key marketing initiatives for several feature films, and has developed several internet retail and marketing initiatives. Brinson started his career in sales and sales management with the groundbreaking music labels at Frontline Music Group. Scott is the founder and executive director of the ministry that we're going to talk about today, and it's My Broken Palace. Interesting name, isn't it? It's a nonprofit organization of passionate people who want to help others in their time of brokenness. So, with that being said, when you were discussing this and everything, you had this background at your table, and this background had My Broken Palace that was written kind of odd, kind of backwards and all over the place, and then you had all of these different handwriting in clumps, you know, like you would do on a card if you had multiple people writing on a card. It kind of looked like that. Can you explain what that was?
Yeah, that happened to be our prayer wall, a physical one. So when we go to events all over the country, we actually bring a prayer wall blank, which is a giant canvas, and we use that as a primary part of our booth. Then, as a way to engage the kids, we invite them to write on the prayer wall a prayer for themselves or for someone they may know that might be dealing with emotional hurts. Mm-hmm. And that has really opened up to be a centerpiece of our ministry because it just went crazy. We have literally stacks of prayer walls from events all over the nation. So that was the physical one. That was one that was already filled.
Uh-huh.
And online on our website, mybrokenpalace.com, there's actually a button where you hit the word prayer wall, where we have a virtual one that streams live, and the kids do the same thing. So they literally can log in, write their prayers, looks like a Sharpie. They can pick their font, pick their color, and then it posts live, and then people, the community can see that. And that's a main way they can engage with each other. So that's a pretty unique part of our, we can talk about later, but a pretty unique part of our website.
Yeah, it's pretty special. So what you do is you create awareness.
Yes.
And you provide education and intervention for young people struggling with emotional pain, such as depression, self-injury, which is cutting,
mm-hmm.
and other things,
yep.
addictions, and thoughts of suicide. My Broken Palace provides a variety of platforms to allow hurting teens to safely express their struggles, find community, while introducing helpful resources and organizations. Suicide prevention and emotional healing starts with Christ's love. I know that firsthand. I had some experiences like this, and I've been involved with teenagers that have had issues. And I asked you the question. I said, "What is it you're looking for? What do you want to happen from this show?" Remember, I asked mm-hmm. you that. And what did you say?
Well, one, if anyone's listening, that's in the age group of 13 to 24, which is obviously 13 because of the laws, you know, under 13, even though there's many kids that need the help under 13, we just have to draw the line on engagement in our community. And 24, just for a random number of not to have adults engage with parents in a community level. We need to make sure these particular kids that are struggling with these issues know about us. So from that, they can go to our website. We have a live 24-hour chat where they can chat with a spiritual coach about any topic, anything, anytime. We have a hotline that they can talk to, and we've partnered with a couple different organizations where everyone has been background checked, highly trained, and ready to answer any question these teens may have from a Christian perspective. So it's both ministerially, they're talking about spiritual issues, but at the same time, they can address the suicidal thoughts, the cutting, the issues of loneliness and depression. So it's really a unique way to get the kids from one place to another in a very creative way that's not been done yet.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you're reaching out to children, I was thinking about the people, like, for instance, adults, mothers and fathers and people in church. And how would you know these children? How would you see them? They don't really scream out outwardly. They're not maybe not the children that have the tattoos or the piercings or act out. They could be very quiet and introverted. And how would a adult be able to recognize, or how would they make themselves available to bring these children into an organization like this? Well, you know, we need to be looking for it, because maybe we could be the vehicle that could bring a child to your organization to get the help they need.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes. Well, from one perspective is the youth group itself. The youth pastor could really make a concerted effort on bringing up these topics. So we're there as a resource for them. We have these books of hope that we give out for free. We've given out 150,000 in the last year and a half, and really try to encourage youth pastors to bring up these topics in the youth group room. Already, as soon as they bring that up and they show the website, the walls start to come down slowly, where these kids get a little bit more free to start sharing because they see other people sharing, starting from the top. And then there's the warning signs. You know, we all need to be aware of anyone who's you know, looking depressed or talking things that, you know, might be suicidal or feeling loneliness. I mean, it's pretty obvious to know if someone's having a bad day, but if they have it over and over and over again, you know, we need to engage and say, hey, you know, is everything okay? I mean, just the simple part of actually engaging with them could save their life. And that's really what's happening on our website, is we have an anonymous community all trying to basically be there for each other. They don't know who they are. They don't know what their age groups are, but they're there for the purpose of encouraging each other in their issues. And this is leading to amazing things of these kids, literally from suicide prevention just to kids that are just feeling lonely or at the beginning of the cycle of moving down a path that's very dangerous and stopping that path. So, yeah, and on the parent side, you know, we need their support. I mean, you know, we're not backed by big corporations. We're not government funded, you know, so the parents themselves, they can pray for it. They can go on and see it. Then it can't be part of the community, but they can view what's happening mm-hmm. and pray over it. Mm-hmm. And then also with us as an organization, then they can engage with us, you know, and if they wanted to support us or, you know, help us in any way. We are open armed on that.
Oh, welcome. Anything you can get,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, any help you can get. Financial, prayers, which most ministries, that's the way they are. And with this ministry, it's for young children, and you reach the young group in the internet and the cyber world, and you don't even have to be in the same community. You don't have to be in the same city, the same county, even the mm-hmm. same state.
Right.
And you can get the help and give the help. You can't hug as easily, but you
right.
can at least be there as a support. And
right.
we all need that support, no matter what age we are. So my question to you, audience listening, and the phone number again is 888-995-5552, and I would love to hear from you. And Randy, I'm so happy that you got out of surgery and everything is good. I'm so happy for that. What I want you to do is I want you to think about your life. And I want to ask you this question. Is there somebody that has really, really encouraged you in a time when you were really down? Is there somebody that has changed your life just because they were present, that they made themselves available to you? I want to hear that story. And on the other end, if you've been one of those welcomed present people where you found a need and you found somebody that needed your help and you reached out and you helped them, then I want to hear from you too. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. And just a little side note, I want to tell you that if you're listening to this show right now and there's somebody that you know that might want to hear this show, don't worry, it's okay, because you can go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, oneword.com, and you can hear this podcast anytime, day or night, whenever you like. And this radio show is syndicated. It goes from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo, and also on the internet, it goes just about anywhere. So it's a wonderful thing, and I feel very blessed and fortunate to be part of this show. So, Scott, let's just ask this question. How did My Broken Palace get started?
Well, it started, we're going on our fifth year, so just the beginning. And it's quite a miraculous story. I didn't start out wanting to start a nonprofit on this issue. I was invited to a meeting with some people that had created an addiction curriculum. And the very, very quick story is literally God gave me this vision, this name in the shower,
really?
Of all places.
I get a lot of things in the shower. It's amazing.
It was pretty crazy. I mean, literally the name, the strategy, everything for the most part that's seen today was downloaded in minutes. And uh-huh. I jumped out of the shower and wrote it in a Word document and typed it up and went back to work. I mean, I was the vice president of a media company.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it away, and some of the people that I met a few months earlier in that meeting, one of the ladies who's now on our board, she called me out of the blue about a month and a half later at work and just said, Scott, I've been praying for you every day since the day we met, and God has given you a vision. What is it? That led to an instant meeting when I said, well, I happen to have a vision. It's written in a Word doc. I sent it to her. She came down, and long story short, she decided to fund the birth of this ministry. And without her, you know, it wouldn't exist. So it was pretty miraculous. And then from there, we went out and started from scratch. How are we going to reach hurting teens and young adults. What's the strategy? I mean, my background being in all these issues of clothing development and working with youth and music and all that, I knew how to reach and speak the language. I knew what to do in that sense, but I had never ran a nonprofit. I had never built an organization where I wasn't selling products, even though I had worked with youth for the last 15 plus years. So we went out and tested some concepts. It went primarily used Christian music events as our testing ground, and it would blow your mind to find out how hurting youth, the kids in the youth group that you think are perfectly normal, the state of what we're dealing with. I mean, I could share a few stats if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Just so people understand the magnitude of what we're dealing with is suicide for our young people is the third leading cause of death in the United States. Mm. So that's the start. It just became the number one cause of death over car accidents in general. So suicide now, there are more suicides in the United States than deaths by car accidents.
Mm, that's horrible.
We have basically every 2 hours, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a 13 to 24-year-old will take their own life. I mean, it's staggering. The government just put out a study, the Center for Disease Control, a two-year study, and it showed that 35.9% of every teenage girl has felt hopeless, sad, or depressed for 2 weeks or more in a row in the past 12 months. So basically, you know, 21.5% of guys, 35.9% of girls. So we're looking at, you know, a quarter plus of our youth in general, public school, Christian schools. This was a general survey. Mm-hmm. And this was just on depression. I could go down and down and down further on each issue. But the magnitude of it, we're talking about 18 million kids at any given time out of 48 million dealing with depression, loneliness, sadness, or hopelessness, self-proclaimed. That's a big audience of hurting kids, you know, to reach.
You've reached a lot of kids, and this isn't in any question here, but my question is right now is that what's causing that? We could say sin.
Yeah.
But what's causing that? A disconnect of family units, a disconnect of church community? You know, what is causing this loneliness and this disconnect? What is it?
I think it's very complicated, but I think you hit it on the head on some of the key issues. One, as kids, one, it's easier to, let's say for the sake of bullying, the old school way was bullying in the playground, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I mean, you hear on the news about the cyberbullying. I mean, it's real. If you do something on the playground now it goes viral, and all of a sudden your post or these vicious comments are seen by, you know, by thousands or mm-hmm. hundreds or the whole school all at
right.
once. It's devastating. It's actually, documented and led to kids killing themselves. Strong families, weak families. The family unit's a big component. I mean, a lot of these girls are being sexually abused. One in four girls in the United States will be sexually abused before they're age 18. So that's a quarter of our girls, mm-hmm. being sexually assaulted.
Horrible.
The breakdown of the family, the crisis of faith, the issue of loneliness and depression in light of Scripture, and it's a hard subject. So what do you do from a theological point of view and addressing these kids? And they're like, God, where are you? God, where are you? God, why? God,
mm-hmm.
why?
Mm-hmm.
And if the youth pastor, let's say, or the church congregation doesn't handle these issues appropriately, and then just don't dive in.
Right.
These kids are left with no answers.
Right. They need so, the answers.
So they're like, either leaving the faith, which is also documented. We have 75 to 80% of our kids in youth groups, once they go to college, leave the church. They leave their faith.
Mm-hmm.
So something's happening at that age. You know, the junior high school kids. And I have a belief that it's centered around these issues that aren't being answered or addressed, by the whole community. It's not good enough just to have a suicide hotline ran by the government,
Right. No, it's not enough.
We need to have believers in here diving deep into these issues and giving them true resources in the language that they understand. That's why this website is very unique. we have an art wall and a prayer wall and a video wall and, you know, all these things that are you say the K is backwards and broken. I mean, it's hand-drawn. It's artistic. You know, these kids need that outlet. They need to know this place is for me.
How can they look at this website? So doesn't matter what age you are, you can go on this website to just look at it so you can get a feel and understand what's going on here.
It's mybrokenpalace.com is the website, and they can click on view the different buttons. We have the prayer wall. They can see the prayer wall live. There's in the bottom right corner, share your story. And this is a shock warning. We don't do a lot of editing on the stories. When kids send their stories, we let them go through.
So the unwholesome words are there.
Yeah, they're there. Yeah.
But that's a way for them to express themselves. They need to have a safe place where they can actually be them and let it out.
Yep.
Because maybe there's an environment where they can't do that anywhere else.
Well, I just received, and I don't need to read it, but basically I'll give you the summary. I can't tell you how many Christian kids, whether they're pastor's kids, in this particular case, this girl was, her father's the worship leader, and the grandfather is in charge of the entire district of a denomination, which I won't name.
Mm-hmm.
And she's cutting.
Oh.
And she's hiding it from everybody, and she knows as soon as she tells anybody, it's over. Youth group or otherwise, and it could potentially, in her mind, bring down, the whole church, the denomination,
father,
whatever,
everything. Yeah.
And, we're a perfect site for her because it's anonymous, yet, her story is heartbreaking because she doesn't know what to do. And this is going on by the thousands.
Horrible. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show after this brief break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the termite lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy, Tyson, stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
So we're back from the break, and I just feel very blessed and very fortunate that Ecola can sponsor this show. And, I just feel so led for this type of ministry, because you know, sometimes we're just so caught up in our own lives. We're caught up in, you know, getting here, getting there, getting the kids there, getting the kids here. And we just don't even maybe be looking right next door to that neighbor child that could be right next door. We just don't know. And I'm going to challenge you right now to be looking, having your ears open, having your eyes open. Reach out. These children need you. They need you like right now. The holidays are really tough, and I know they're very busy. But you know what? God says that we're supposed to be loving thy neighbor as thyself. Didn't he say that? Isn't that what he commanded us to do? So I'm challenging you right now to, if this isn't the ministry and this doesn't hit you where your heart is, then just find the ministry that is and, you know, put yourself out there. I guarantee you the joy is in the giving. And whether it's financial or it's time, whatever it is, your expertise, it's all needed. You know, these children are suffering and they're sad and they're down and they're wondering where God is in all this. And, you know, so maybe you can be that light. Maybe you can be that Jesus, you know, that they need to see, you know. So I'm just going to challenge you out there to please do that. The phone number, if you'd like to call in and ask a question, if you want to tell a story, anything you want to do, we want to hear from you. 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. So we're going to get right back into this, Scott. And what are some of the strategies in reaching the herding kids? How do you go about doing that?
Well, we have several. One, we have the events. So we'll go speak at, if there's anyone listening that wants us to show up at a public school or a Christian school or a youth group, we've done takeovers where we come in and work with the youth leaders and come in and engage in these topics. We do like live painting and creative, and we can bring in bands and speakers, so it just helps the youth pastor deal with that. We also we take the resources that are given to us, and we do events all over the country where we go to music festivals, both Christian and non, and set up our booth and just engage kids and let the Lord lead, and amazing things happen. Then we pass out our Book of Hope and then drive them to the website. And really, the home base for us is the website. I mean, it really is a strategy, a social media strategy, but with content. Mm-hmm. And it's growing. I mean, actually, what people are seeing today won't exist. Mid-January, we're redoing the website completely. We've been working on it for months. And there'll also be an iPhone app. So, I mean, if people can come back, write that down and come back, they'll see a whole new site with amazing additives to features that help the kids engage. We also have a daily text. Now, every day, this is just an inspirational text on the phone. We found out that if you just get this little encouragement each day, random, you could catch a kid or a parent, you know, at that right time when they really need it. So if people have a pen, you know, pen out, we can tell them how to get on there.
Go ahead.
If they have their cell phone, it's just very simple. They can text Join Hope. So J-O-I-N with a space, hope, and then they text it to the number 40650. So text Join Hope to 40650. Then they'll get our daily text message, and it has been received amazingly, you know, and it's different. It's scripture-based, or it's just a thought that I might have. It's written every day fresh, and I just, whatever God leads, I just put on there. And
that's fantastic. You know. We have a caller.
Oh, awesome.
Dana, you want to join us?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
I was just listening and kind of wanted to share my own story.
Okay.
I'm 20 years old, and I've been through the ringer, I guess you could say, as far as rehabs and, yeah.
Okay. And
God, I don't know, like, it's been a trip. Growing up, like, in today's... Go ahead.
I didn't say anything. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I believe that a lot of it is just from the pressure. Just from... I grew up in Orange County, and the pressure of going to college, the pressure of being skinny, the pressure of having the cute clothes, you know, and if you're not good at school or it's just anything, pressure of being popular, it's it's everything. And currently, like, I ended up in a...
Dana, can you turn off your phone, your radio?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I ended up in a, like a psychiatric hospital twice.
Mm-hmm.
And, it feels like there's no hope or help because they just medicate you.
Yep.
And I've just been able to get through it. Haven't given up on God just because he's shown up in some crazy ways in my life. And it's just, I can't deny him. Like they're not coincidences of things that have happened.
Uh-huh.
So just to like, I don't know, just encouragement to any other kids, just don't give up. Like, I don't know, God's listening. He's there. Just keep praying and hold on to that little piece of hope that you have.
That's awesome. Do you have a support group that's helping you now, Dana? Do you have, what have you connected with? Where are you now?
Well, I just recently moved to Los Angeles, so from Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really have a support group. I just actually today went on Google because I was like, I need to make friends and the people I want to hang out with, you know, or their characteristics or church-going kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not like the old me who would, you know, want to party and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I just Googled, I prayed. I was like, God, give me a good church. And I Googled, you know, Christian church, and this one popped up. And so I'm going tomorrow, and we'll see how it goes. And they have a Celebrate Recovery program as well.
Awesome.
I'm going to get involved in that and, yeah, hopefully meet some people.
Is this your first time listening to this show?
Yeah, I,
So what caused you, I'm just curious, what caused you? You're in your car or what?
Yeah, I'm in my car, and I drive back and forth from LA to, Orange County a lot.
Uh-huh.
And I was having a really rough day, and I was just, like, praying in my car. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to turn on some Christian music.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have, like, any of the presets of Christian music. But I started scanning, and then all of a sudden, just randomly, I prayed. I was like, God, just give me some music, some Christian music. And then right then, a Christian song pops up, and it's one of the ones I know. And I was just like, whoa, like, that's a trip. Just little things like that just give me, like, so much more faith because, I don't know, it just happens so fast sometimes, and it's like they're not coincidences.
No, they're not. It's when he decides to stay anonymous.
Huh?
Coincidence is when God decides to stay anonymous.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Dana, you have been such a delight, and I am glad that you realize that God is there for you and for you to be an encourager to call in. I thank you so much because it takes a lot of courage just to dial the number. And, you know, do you need any help from us as far as getting dialed in anymore? Do you need some, what do you need from us?
No, I'm good. I'm good for now.
Okay. Well, that's good. Praise God. And thank you, Dana, for calling in. You've been an encouragement to us. So thank you so much. Okay. Keep up the good work there.
Okay. Have a good night.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
That was just awesome. I love that. Yeah. That blessed me. I don't know about you, but
yeah,
it blessed me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned something, and I want people to know because, you know, I'm kind of a sheltered lady, but yet I've been around the block 100 times. And when we were at the Presbyterian, you had a gentleman there that's part of your group, and you started telling me a little bit about his story. He's a big dude. He's a big guy. He's a sweet guy. He's just like a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember his name. What was his name?
Brenton.
Brenton.
Mm-hmm.
Really sweet guy. But you started telling me the story about cutting and how kids will wear sweatshirts even when it's 100 degrees out. Now, this is a thing for parents to be paying attention to because now I'm paying attention to this because I had no idea. But these kids will cut themselves because they would much rather, you know, make the pain their own, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it even.
Yeah.
But they'd rather make the pain their own and be in control of their hurt than mm-hmm. to have somebody else hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, psychologically, I can get that. I don't understand it, but I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
But I met this gentleman, and he was doing that.
Yes.
And he's not doing that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was a process. I mean, he went through a lot. his parents were divorced. I don't think he ever dealt with it. I mean, there's always roots, you know, to our pain. Mm-hmm. If we go back, we think mm-hmm. there's always that root. Mm-hmm. And then Satan loves to just attack our weaknesses mm-hmm. and, you know, gets us isolated. So our slogan for our ministry is "No One Lonely Alone." That's at the heart of what we do. That's what we strive for. So that's why we want everybody to understand that they will not be alone. I mean, we have built a community, and I promise them if they engage the community, they'll get something out of it. Mm-hmm. They will soon realize, regardless of what they're going through, I mean, from sexual identity issues, cutting, depression, any issue you can imagine, our community is there to encourage. So we have people that are hurting and people that are very healthy that want to encourage, kind of coming together to get through life together. And that's what the church really is supposed to be about, right?
That's what it's for.
Believers and unbelievers getting into a room, whether it's virtual or whether it's real, mm-hmm. and sharing life together. So that's what's happening. And that's why it's very exciting to see, you know, the growth of the kids. And she, that last caller, is exactly the mm-hmm. type of person I believe should, you know, get on and engage, because she sounds like a great girl and mm-hmm. needs that community. She's searching for it.
Well, she's moving from one location to another. She's mm-hmm. gone from a certain lifestyle and a certain situation to she wants to change that now and to have a healthier environment to move into. Yeah. This would be a great resource for her to be able to find like people.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the desire to change is critical, and she sounds like she has it. So if you're listening, good job.
She's listening. Yeah, she's listening. Can you share some of the type of successes you have had? I love these stories, you know. Can you share?
Yeah, we've had, there's just so many. But one is about probably 6 months ago where actually a girl did her suicide note on our prayer wall did a countdown. It was like 70 days, 60 days. It was tied to her birthday. Mm-hmm. And we get, you know, there's lots of comments on our website, and you know, you got to discern which ones are serious and which ones aren't serious. Mm-hmm. When I see a post over and over again, and then I see, cause it's all moderated, mm-hmm. the whole website's moderated. So I kind of see everything. Mm-hmm. Well, I saw her comments back and forth, and she was holding to her guns literally on, you know,
the countdown
to the date.
Yeah.
So long story short, I researched, you know, people when they become a member, you know, they give information. I used her email address to find her on Facebook. Only one thing was public, and it happened to be a United Methodist Church like. I took the chance of researching that church, and then emailing the youth pastor, and I said, "Do you have so and so in your youth group? And if so, you need to contact me right away." And it was silence for like a week. And then I kept seeing these posts. So I emailed literally everybody in the church, the senior pastor, the worship, everybody. And I got a call immediately from the youth pastor saying, "Who the heck are you? You know, who are you? And why do you have my, you know, my email address? And what is this?"
Right.
Well, ends up being the girl was in his youth group. She was having troubles in the past, had no idea. She was literally counting down her suicide, and the whole church intervened. And save this girl's life. So
that's a great story.
They, you know, they called on the parents. They had to call in Child Protective Services, and then they actually, intervened. You know, all because of a post on a website.
know,
so I mean, it works. It's just that we need staff and everything. You know, like to grow this, we need the resources, because it's the need. I mean, there's literally millions of these hurting kids. I mean, millions. And there's just not the resources to take care of these kids.
So if you're tuning in right now and you've just tuned in, you've missed a great show, and I'm sorry about that, but that's okay, because you can go to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and you can download this podcast probably by, 2 days from now, maybe three. It'll be up and running, and you can get all the information you need. But if somebody is just tuning in right now, how can they get a hold of you? How can they learn more? What's the website?
It's mybrokenpalace.com. If they're interested in donating at all, it's not even shown on our website. We don't ask the kids for anything. We just minister to them and give them a community. So it would be mybrokenpalace.com/donate. And that's it reroutes to a secure donation site. Or they can just go, if they want to reach me, they can go to mybrokenpalace.com, and in the top right, it says contact us. And there's a pull down menu. that email, all those emails will come to me, and they can ask me about anything. If they have questions or they want to discuss or dialogue about any issues, or corporations that want to discuss maybe being a partner with us, that's one way to do it.
So, you know, this ministry goes anywhere because it's the internet, and the internet is all over the place. You know, it's not like just a community church, just one church and whatnot. It takes a lot more manpower, takes a lot more money to make that happen. With the internet now, it's things are moving a lot faster in all areas, and, you know, that might be, it's a great thing. It's a great way to reach out, and the kids, you know, 13 to 24, that is where they live. That is where they are all the time. Social media, they're talking and dealing with, I don't know, you go anywhere and you see the kids, well, even me now, but with a phone, and you're constantly on that phone, you're texting, you're emailing, you're, you know, it's just, that's the world we live in right now. You know, it's a shame a little bit because we should be making more phone calls. I'm just saying. Yeah. But, you know, the texting and the emailing seems to be the way the world's going. So it is a great way of reaching children right where they are. And these aren't little baby children. These are children that aren't quite adults yet, you know, and they've got all these pressures and added pressures from when I was, you know, I thought I had it tough. Boy, to grow up now, it's a lot tougher than it was back when I was growing up. And so I think your ministry is amazing because it's looking at, you know, your geographic demographic, and you're reaching those people right where they're at. And I think it's wonderful. So no matter what age you are, if you're listening and you're wondering or you don't understand everything, that's okay. If you understand there's a need out there, you understand there's lots and lots, because Scott gave you some horrible statistics on what's happening right now. There are more deaths through suicide than car accidents. This is horrible, horrible. And you know what? We got to do something about this. And it's up to us. We together need to pull together, and we need to do something about it. So what part are you going to play? And I will just say that James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says and do something." You know, take action. Don't just sit back and say, "Yeah, that's really sad. Wow, those statistics are horrible." But just sit there and do nothing. Do something. Do something to help someone. Be a blessing to someone each and every day. Can you do that? I hope so. Phone number, we're almost out of time, but I'm hoping you call, because it's wonderful when you call. 888-995-5552. Again, 888-995-5552. So, Scott, we're winding down, and I wish we could talk for another 2 hours, but we can't. So what is the strongest or the best thing that you can say?
The strongest?
What do you want to tell the people listening? You know, what's the goal? What do we want to do here? Go for it. It's all yours.
I would say, let me give them a scripture first, because it's one of my favorite scriptures.
Okay, scriptures are great. Please
do. Psalm 34:18. Write it down. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. That is our verse that we strive to every day. And there's something special. I really believe at the heart of God. For people that are broken. I mean, he says it right there.
You know, say the scripture again.
Psalm 34:18.
Okay, say it again.
Psalm 34:18. No, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted.
The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. Let me ask you a question. Don't even go any further. Listeners, have you ever been brokenhearted? I know I have. Have you? I bet everybody that's listening has been brokenhearted at least once. And it's a very painful experience, isn't it? What's the second part?
And
I gotcha.
I know he did. And he saves those who are crushed in spirit.
Okay, here's another one. He saves those that are crushed in spirit. How does he do that? He does that through us. He uses people to help. And crushed in spirit, that's the most horrific thing of all, right? What are we? We are spirit. You know, it's this light that's inside of us. And sometimes we feel like our light is getting snuffed out. And for whatever reason, you know, sometimes there's things that we make choices that cause things to happen. But sometimes things happen to us, and this might be you, and I'm sorry, but things happen to us that really we were not in control of, and we had nothing to do with it, and it's not your fault. So don't be ashamed. Don't take the blame for somebody else's actions. So many times the devil gets in there, and we believe these lies from the devil that says that, you know, somehow we deserved something that was bad. We don't. We don't deserve that. Nobody deserves that. So if that's you, stop listening to that. And I want you to start listening to what God says about you. And if you want to know what that is, and you're internet savvy, but I bet you are, you can go to SueFreeze.com, and there is 3 pages of I Ams And these I ams tell you who you are in Christ, who he says you are. You are a conqueror. There's so many things. You are victorious. You're a conqueror. And he loves you. And if you were the only one on this earth, he died for only you. And sometimes it takes a lot to realize that that could really be, but it is. And you're that special. You're that special. And for you grown-ups out there, you know what I'm talking about. You've had a crushed spirit. You've had a broken heart. And wouldn't it be nice to come alongside some? We are called to do that, aren't we? Come alongside these young ones and give them a little encouragement and put an arm around them and give them some loving. Wouldn't that be awesome to be able to do that? Oh, I love that. So that was from the Lord. The Lord just wanted to tell you that you don't have to listen to these lies anymore. Don't have to listen. Okay. What else? You had another scripture.
Another favorite of mine, Mark 2:17. And it says, "And hearing this, Jesus said to them, 'It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but the sinners.'"
Hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately on our site, so many people believe that they're an additional sinner because they might be dealing with depression or their self-injury, whatever. They're not. We're all sinners. And Jesus came to heal them.
Thank you so much, Scott, for being on the show. Go to the SueFreeze.com site. God bless.
And loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services.
It's a time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.